Lady Elizabeth Louise Wolfe fidgeted in her seat, feeling the tension mount in her shoulders as the carriage wended its way closer to their intended destination. Craigach War, a no man's land 8 months after Culloden. The old laird had been executed, the elder son as well, traitors to England, so she'd been told. Now, if only to further someone's notion of justice, she was consigned to wed the younger son, who was only too callow to reveal himself a traitor, as yet. What was he? 14? 15? Young and malleable, Lachlan McKinnon was to be softened by Elizabeth and then mentored by her uncle. If she succeeded, England would have itself a new northern friend. If she failed, she would be married to an undesirable at best, a traitor at worst. But that alone wasn't what bothered her most. Rather, she appreciated men and women who followed the dictates of their hearts and stood up for causes they believed in, like her. Or at least, she liked to believe they were like her. And really, it took courage even to distribute pamphlets to rouse interest for the defense of runaway slaves, as her mother had done. In fact, perhaps she would be well in Scotland, though she knew her uncle was sending her away, in part, to remove her from the influence of that motley crew or ne'er-do-wells. Still, it didn't help her mood all that much to know that she must do this alone, with only her chaperone for company. Wasn't a wedding supposed to be the grandest thing ever? It was the worst. Her father couldn't be roused from his travels to join her. Her uncle and aunt were too busy celebrating the 12 nights, and not even her cousin James could be swayed from his noble duties. What had he said? He had some debt of honour to pay? To whom? And why couldn't his debt be left for another occasion? Why must he, too, leave Elizabeth to face this alone? Worst of all, how was she supposed to face that poor child? She was 23, and he just a boy. How was she supposed to denude herself and perform wifely duties when he was a child with more hands than sense? And, dear God, how in the name of England was she supposed to help mend a rift between their nations? Wasn't that putting too much on the shoulders of women conscripted for this effort? Mind you, that's precisely what this was, yet another form of compulsory service. It would be one thing if she had adopted this cause all on her own. It was another thing to force a woman, any woman, to lie back and do her duty for the sake of England, in bed. And nevertheless, it wasn't so much that she didn't wish to explore. It was merely that she wished it to be her own choice, not that of her uncles or cousins. Upsetting herself more and more with dark thoughts, she considered that she was being used for a crusade not her own, while, in truth, she didn't have any meaningful opinions about the king over the water. Neither did she feel invested in the 45 rebellion, not for its cause, nor its resolution. These were men's wars, and in Elizabeth's estimation, women would never agree to put their sons on a battlefield with swords at each other's throats. It was no more than a dangerous game of King of the Hill. 1 minute this king, the next another. What they really needed was a woman on that throne, one with sensibilities something like her own. Tapping her fingers impatiently, she flicked a glance at Mrs. Grace, the only person in her life who had ever truly understood her, except for maybe her cousin, James, although he, in fact, was the very author of a misery.
"It will be good for you to get away,"
he'd said.
"You'll be lady of a great house,"
he'd said.
"Think of it this way,"
he'd said.
"Your affiliation may well save a good family from ruin."
Bollocks. That family was already ruined. They'd lost both a father and a brother, and for all intents and purposes, their lands as well. And in the meantime, it stood to be seen as to whether Elizabeth would even have a complete roof over her head. Many of the Scots' homes had been razed, if not seized, and what was she supposed to do if she arrived to find the place in shambles? What would her mother have said, if only she'd lived to see this day?